You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Today, we're talking about the different ways people get around the bay. And one of the places where the bay is bustling with movement is its ports. Think about this. 90% of everything we buy, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the smartphone you're trying hard not to look at right now, all of this comes to us across the oceans on lumbering container ships, these floating villages of sailors with no doctors, no telephones, no police. And there's nowhere to shop. For that, you have to wait until you hit dry land. As soon as they arrive on solid ground, they get a ride to the mall from the local seafarers club sponsored by a maritime church. KALW's Julie Kane spent a day shopping with the seafarers.
Okie doke, have fun.
Okay, sir, thank you very much.
Keep your wallet in your pocket.
Okay, thank you.
Dheeraj Singh is the first officer on a container ship. He makes regular runs from China to California to Japan and back again.
Frankly speaking, we are lucky and we should be thankful to God that we have, with these two eyes, we are really looking whole of the globe.
In his 10 years at sea, he sailed all over the world.
From totally white people, you're going to totally black, brown, different variety of people are there, right? So it's a great experience.
The route he travels right now means that every 35 days, his ship docks at the port of Oakland. And that means he gets to have another great experience, shopping at the Best Buy in Emeryville.
In fact, Best Buy in Siemens Eye is electronics heaven.
For his afternoon of shore leave, he's wearing a bright pink turban and a t-shirt that says USA, outlined in stars and stripes. And he has a shopping list. Cologne for his father, a laptop for his nephew, and Gerber baby food for his one-year-old daughter, Bonnie.
What time you want to come pick you up?
That's Dan Regan. He's a volunteer with the International Maritime Center. They're the first people the seamen meet when they disembark. Today, that means shuttling men from the Philippines, Ukraine, Ethiopia, Romania, and India on shopping trips to big box and little pink bag stores. It'd be hard for Singh and the others to do this on their own. You can't really walk anywhere from the port of Oakland. There's limited public transportation, and taxis are expensive. So this once-a-month ride to the mall is a kind of lifeline.
By 4 o'clock, better?
By 4 o'clock?
Please.
Singh needs the computer to be ready by 4 o'clock because that's when he needs to be back aboard his ship. We wait to hear if his computer will be ready in time under a flickering bank of HDTVs.
Shipping is one of the toughest job in the world, one of the toughest. Away from the family, so many rules and regulations you have to comply with.
And then when you finally get a break, Best Buy.
Yes.
You see such a limited little tiny piece of the country here, right? Okay. Oakland, California, United States, is Old Navy, Best Buy.
We haven't seen that how the people are struggling here really, really a lot, you know, to survive. You know, it's a country where I feel it, I mean, you know, the wording is survival for the fittest. In India, one guy is earning and five members, they are totally free, no problem. But here you cannot do that.
What you can do is get products that aren't as affordable or as available in other parts of the world. Electronics or special baby food or lingerie.
Well, we know when a seafarer is due to go home for the end of the contract when he asks to be taken to Victoria's Secrets.
That's Adrienne Yee. She's the director of the International Maritime Center at the Port of Oakland. Those are the folks who took Singh shopping today.
Something about that pink bag, you know, they love buying the lotions and perfumes for their wife or their girlfriend at home.
I've left Singh to finish his shopping, and I'm back at the center. When they aren't at the mall, this is where the seafarers hang out, about 10 of them today, from various ships. It's a small prefab building, like a portable classroom you'd see at a school. There's a pool table, a small chapel, a room with computers, and a little commissary selling things like razors, chocolate bars, and coffee mugs with drawings of the Golden Gate Bridge on the side. Yee works the register.
One, two, three, four,
The center isn't just about commerce. It's run by a church, the Siemens Church Institute, or SCI.
So basically, we offer hospitality, pastoral care, counseling, a friendly, you know, friendly conversations, someone to speak to.
Centers like this exist in many ports all around the world. Alfie Loya is from a small town in the Philippines. He's been away from his wife and three-year-old daughter for close to 9 months. Right now, he's stocking up for the next leg of his voyage.
Chitos and drinks.
Because you can't get that on the ship?
Mom?
You don't have that on the ship?
Yeah, we don't have this one on the ship.
The amount is $5.
Yeah.
The majority of seafarers who pass through the center are like Loya. They're Filipino and away from home for extended periods of time. The ability to earn more is the major motivator for a life at sea, even if it means leaving loved ones behind. They're looking out for their families, and the Maritime Center is looking out for them. The phone rings. It's Dhiraj Singh. Folks at the center call him the captain. And the captain has gotten lost. He needs a ride back to the Maritime Center.
All right, I'll find out what's going on. We'll get up there as soon as we can.
Is that the captain? He's at Burger King? Dan is on his way to get him.
Yes. Even when your job is circumnavigating the globe, you can still get stranded in the parking lot of a Burger King in Emeryville, California.
Okay, I just talked to the lady, and she did send somebody, and he's on his way to get you. Okay, bye.
At the Port of Oakland, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.